Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who had? What up? Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric on the motherfucking news. My motherfucking man Bombard on the sports. What it do, my niggas?
What's good, brother?
Who had?
Hey, episode 86 underway, man. How y'all living this week, man?
Oh, it's banging. Bang, it's banging over here, man. About you, man, you know?
Feeling blessed, man. Woke up to see another day. Good health, good spirits. Family is good. So, nothing to really complain about at this point in time other than what's going on with the news. So, I'm going to go ahead and keep y'all current what's going on here. They had a crazy bust out there in California for fentanyl. It was like $1 million counterfeit worth of pills, up to $20 million from the Mexican cartels. So, it's wild out there right now.
Oh, somebody, your head is going to roll.
They talk
sure
about 20 M's. And this was in Inglewood.
Damn, that fentanyl,
you know,
man, is crazy.
You know, the crazy thing is that, you know, they always going to catch one. You know? They always going to catch one. So, you know, that's one that they caught, you know. Who knows how many others went through, you know?
Sound like they hit a safe house or something. They must have hit a house out there, kid. They scored.
That's like a, and they scored like a big ass lick too. It was believed to be connected to one of the Mexican cartels.
Yeah, man, that fentanyl shit, man, is crazy, man. Niggas don't know what they doing with this shit. Like now, you trying to be a real doctor now, so real drugs. The fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? Give a nigga too much of that shit, you gonna kill him. That nigga don't know what the fuck, how to put that shit on nothing. You got these dumb motherfuckers putting that shit on shit, mixing that shit with shit, catching bodies.
Yeah, we lost a lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities dropped because of that shit.
Leave that shit alone, man. If you're doing your little hustle one twos, leave that shit alone, man. Don't be putting no shit on there. And be careful where you get your shit from, cuz you don't know where the fuck them niggas is getting that shit from. Now you hit somebody with that shit, nigga, you getting charged with that. Unless you tell on the motherfucking niggas you got it from. Now you caught up. So,
that's
I don't know, man. Niggas need to leave that shit alone. That whole life right there is that's some other shit.
That's one for sure.
Main, one of the main, as it's like Common was talking about, a lot of celebrities got hit with it. It took out Mac Miller, DMX, what's his name?
The actor dude, my man. Actor dude, the black dude with them, what's his name, man? He play
Williams.
Yeah,
the
man.
Williams guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a whole bunch of other people though, a bunch of different regular people too, regular people. A lot of people, man.
Then I heard niggas putting this shit in the weed, trying to make they doodle bug fire. No, motherfucker, you gonna kill somebody. Leave that shit alone, man. I don't know what the fuck these niggas is doing, man, but they need to leave that shit alone. I ain't with that.
Yeah, think about it, right? People buy $100 or $50 and they dying over that. And you walking away with making $50 to $100, and you just kill somebody. Like that $50, $100
ain't
changed your life. Yeah, it ain't changed your life. You can't pay your bills with that. But you just took somebody away from their family. You know?
Especially if you know that shit is doodle, that shit is doing that. You foul guy. You know?
Yes, they know the drugs, man.
Definitely, man.
You wanna be
also
a drug dealer,
man,
go be a doctor. You wanna be a drug dealer, be a doctor. Give out prescriptions. Know what you're doing.
But you know that's the whole thing too, is because you know most people used to get them prescriptions and they can't no more. They can't. Like, you can't just go see a doctor and they're going to prescribe you that. That's not happening no more. You know? You're getting some strong Tylenol now because they're not prescribing you things like that unless you're having operations that require to give you that. But other than that, they just don't give you.
Yeah, they fucked it up for people that really need that shit.
Yeah, think about how many doctors got in trouble for selling prescription pills. Like, I've seen it on the news multiple times. This doctor got picked up because he was selling oxycodones and writing scripts for people that didn't need it, you know?
Yeah, and they fucking it up for real people that's fucked up, that need it. And it's mostly being felt in the black community because they figure every black person, oh, it's motherfucking gun. Don't give him those. They're going to sell it. So what's happening is, if you're a person of color, you get hurt and you need that shit, they're not going to give it to you most likely. They're gonna give you some other lesser shit because they think you're going to sell it. Well, you can be in pain, and really need that dope. Think about it.
You can't get it no more, but you can get fentanyl. You can get it. It's going to be out there. So what do they resort to, you know?
Yeah, it's not fair, you know, for motherfuckers that really need it, they gonna be hurting, yo. They gonna be hurting.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, things like that is really like for animals, you know, like for animals, like a painkiller for animals. It's not even for man.
Fuck
yeah, else happened about drugs. Yeah, speaking about drugs, man, y'all heard about Hunter Biden getting caught up in that shit, man. His with footage of him on that crack rock got leaked out there.
Nah, man, he's a dub. He's a dub. He's retarded. But
yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw you know, the basketball player in Russia, her doctors are saying now that, you know, she was prescribed to have that. But honestly, to me, like, it should have been said, like, in the beginning, that should have been said, you know? Why are you waiting months later to let that be known?
That's crazy.
You know?
Trip, though, because... It plays a huge contradiction
within. I'm echoing, man. Super echo.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I can hear y'all now. Yeah, well, what I was saying was it's just a hypocrisy about drugs because they looking at it like, man, you giving crazy time to all these people. These drug laws, but yet you see Hunter Biden getting high. Nothing happened to him. What's that bad example?
I mean, at the end of the day, who's Hunter Biden, yo? Who is he? That nigga don't got nothing to do with making no laws, no policy. He's just the president's son. He ain't in charge of nothing. That's the distraction. They trying to get as much bullshit as they can against Biden. They turned against him. Everybody's turned against Biden right now. So, when the right takes back over again, and they got full control, niggas gonna see the real evil shit going on.
And also, they're talking about the Brittany Griner with LeBron James, they caught heat on his ass this week too because he was trying to defend her. He had a wall past the statements he made about country.
Well, all he said was if he was her, that he wouldn't come back here. That's all he said. And people take it and they flip it when you're allowed to have your own opinion. You're allowed to have your own opinion. So... If you say,
he said that, though? I know he said
black.
That.
Yeah.
I know he said
oh,
that.
Oh, I like black. So if someone says, oh, you don't like black, why you don't like black? You shouldn't be here because you don't like black? Like, that doesn't make no sense. If you live in a country, but they'll get ASAP Rocky home from a country, but they won't fight to get you home, you know? It's a matter of opinion. That's how he felt at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I don't like the color blue, you going to say something to me like, oh, I shouldn't be here because I don't like the color blue? It's just a matter of opinion. You going to be mad at me because I don't listen to drill music? I like hip-hop, but I don't listen to drill. You going to say something to me because of that?
Or they'll cancel you.
I mean, nobody could cancel nobody. And nobody can't cancel you. How are they going to cancel you?
I mean, when you start losing endorsements, that's when you're canceled.
I mean, yeah, but you still you, you know? You still you.
But he ain't do nothing to get all that shit. You know,
He voiced his opinion, and the only person that said something was another basketball player.
It's like he said, so he just said something about Boston being racist town, like the fans.
But is he lying?
Hell no, he's not lying. Boston fans
he's
are
the
worst.
The truth.
Boston,
it's
like
those motherfuckers
are crazy. It's not like he's lying. They love their motherfucking sports team.
Yeah, especially if you're a rival. You play for the Lakers and they're the Boston Celtics. Of course they're going to hate you.
No, they hate that. Boston hate is different. I can't front. Boston hate is different. Boston is a town, like, is an ill town, man. You know the history of Boston. It's a big gangster town. Like, a lot of fucking poor whites live in Boston. Gangsters. You seen that movie, The Town? That town is full of fucking
that.
Fucking bank robbers and murderers and gangsters.
Yeah, but you know.
He also, they wanted to ask to pick with LeBron anyway because of how he stands up for black people and how he's very outspoken on that regard. So they always want to find an ax with him.
I mean, but let me ask you this: if you was in his position and you have a voice, wouldn't you be too?
Unless you're just gonna shut up and dribble.
I mean, you know, if you got the power to do it, by any means, speak your mind on it. He has the money, he has the influence, and not to mention, he's done right with his community. I respect and commend him for doing it.
Yeah, niggas like Jordan that never really said nothing about social issues.
But you talking about Michael Jordan that won't even really date a black girl?
Yeah.
You know? So they two different people. They two different people. Like I know you remember that time where Michael Jordan said that he didn't even want kids in the hood wearing Jordans.
Yeah, that's not familiar.
How you gonna say that if that's your number one supporter, are the people that are just like you, that want to be just like you? I want to be like Mike. Who made that popular? Who made Jordans popular?
The hood.
The hood. Low income.
The niggas was getting killed over them Jordans. He didn't say nothing about.
Yeah, low income people made Jordans popular.
Hell is.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, because tying back to what you were saying, Comet, there was a video that came out, I think, like 2 weeks ago, where these kids were outside and they were thinking.
Yeah, they wanted to take a picture with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to take a picture with him, and he didn't want to take a picture with him.
Put the camera down.
It was this one kid in the parking lot, right? That one?
It was two kids. It was two kids.
The one in the parking lot or some shit?
And one of them wanted to take a picture with him, and he was like, put the camera down. Put the camera away. Like, you're Michael Jordan. Every kid in the world.
He probably was coming from somewhere. Like, he didn't want nobody to know he was coming from, man, at the time, man. The niggas called him coming out of his jump-off house. Shit like that.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. That don't stop you from taking a picture. You're only in the parking garage. Nobody knows where that garage is.
Somebody probably knew, yo, he ain't supposed to be there right now. He's supposed to be over here. Niggas want to be their privacy, you know? But it's also where you talk to people.
Yo, you give somebody a picture, that don't mean, that's something so small. So small.
Privacy.
Hey, Jordan, can I take a picture?
Probably cheating on his lady. Lady like,
but he's not married. But he's not married, so it don't really matter. Not like he's married.
Somebody he's lying to. Somebody he's lying to. He didn't want them to see. Why else be like that?
Yeah. I was gonna say it might can't be like that though, because y'all remember the story that Chameleonaire told about the he wanted to take a picture of Mike, and Mike was like, I ain't taking pictures of them niggas.
Yeah, yeah. He want to take pictures with females. He want to take no pictures with niggas. Especially no rap niggas and shit like that. Shit it all on time.
Which is crazy, because these are people that have been wearing your sneakers and supporting your sneakers and supporting your clothing. You know what I mean?
Fuck Jordan. I wasn't fucking with Jordan ever since I found out he'd be invested in jail.
You don't care.
The nigga get money off niggas going to jail.
But yeah, on sports news, I don't know if y'all heard. Evan Fourier or Derrick Rose more likely headed to the Jazz, not Julius Randle in Mitchell trade.
So Mitchell going
the Knicks are supposed to get Mitchell from Utah Jazz.
He's a problem. We need somebody else. We need somebody else to make it official. We need a big man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Donovan Mitchell.
Happens, man.
Donovan Mitchell, he can shoot the threes. He can break it down. He's a point guard.
Yeah, he was him and Goldberg was like a good combination, you know.
He definitely can defend the guard, and you know we need a good defender, man. We need a superstar to defend the guard, man. When niggas love to come to the guard and show off, like, oh, we going to mask like guard? We had 50 points in that motherfucker tonight. You know what I'm saying? We need niggas to be like, nah, that shit is over with. I'm shining in my house.
And the crazy thing is Rudy Gobert went to the Timberwolves.
What it is, everybody trying to get Durant.
Yeah, they made a franchise altering decision when they elected to trade Rudy Gobert to the Timberwolves. The massive collection of draft picks put the franchise in a better long term.
The problem with trading Durant is you're never going to get enough for him. You got to give up your best niggas for him. So what good is it getting you giving up your whole team? You can't win with just Durant.
I mean, if you know like I know, I always liked Durant. But you know how I feel about him.
Durant going back to the Warriors, yo. He going crawling back to Steph Curry. Save me again.
You know how I feel.
They said them rumors are steaming up, too, about him possibly going back to the Warriors.
Yeah, man, he ain't got no hood to rep, man. He ain't repping no hood. Why leave Brooklyn right now? Like, I don't understand why niggas don't want to fuck with Brooklyn. Brooklyn ain't do nothing to y'all niggas but give y'all all that money.
We have to, too.
Brooklyn is a dope organization. They ain't scared to spend. They own us with whatever. Why you want to leave Brooklyn? That's what I understand, yo. Probably got to get a better coach. But the coach, you know what I'm saying? The fan base is fresh. KD just need to stay there. Kyrie need to stay there. Get him a couple more pieces and get back there, man.
I don't think Kyrie want to stay there because of, you know, the Nets front office. I think that's why he don't want to be there.
I mean, but he doing that shit. How many teams you going to do that to, man? You got to stay somewhere. Niggas giving you all this money and you want to leave. And you ain't played. And this money's guaranteed. The fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? The fuck, I'm going to give you damn near $500 million, $300 million contract. You ain't going to play because you don't want to get no shot.
You know what the crazy thing I saw is, you know, Aiden from Phoenix wants to be traded. And I don't think he should leave Phoenix, man. I think he should give it one more go with Phoenix, man. But it seems like he wants out of Phoenix.
Oh, the big man, right? He's in Central?
Yeah, Aiden. Yep.
I like the combo.
I like that combo of Chris Paul.
Yeah, they got a squad, man. They just
Booker,
had a problem, man. They melted down.
Yeah, they definitely shut down. Well, you know, Chris Paul was hurt playing them games. Like, he played through being hurt.
Well, CP3 got them there. You know, him and Devin Booker. They just need another nigga to come in and a CP3 so they ain't got to put all the fucking weight on him during the year. We need him fresh for the playoffs.
Yeah, but
man,
you know, what happened was is Booker got hurt last year. So Booker was out for a few games, if you remember. So all ended up being on CP3. But if Booker didn't get hurt, they would have been better.
Even though they made it to the finals. Best record in the fucking, had the best record.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they made it to the finals, but they just couldn't. They couldn't win that last stretch, man. And I was rooting for them, man.
Who took them out? Was it who the fuck took them out?
Golden State.
I don't think it was Golden State. Nah,
yeah,
I went
Golden State.
Somebody else got them before they got to Golden State. I think everybody was waiting to see that Golden State Chris Paul matchup.
Matter of fact, it was the Mavericks. It was Dallas.
Okay. Yeah.
It was Dallas took them out, and then Golden State took out Dallas, and then they went to the chip. You know, that's what happened.
Them niggas don't need to blow it up over there, man. Phoenix needs to chill and just go back at it, man.
Definitely. They could keep that same squad they had. Maybe get another two pieces, and I think they could go. You know, it'd be dope. Send Kevin Durant to Phoenix. Do that.
Yeah, that'd be dope. But Phoenix gonna give up. They gotta give up. Some draft picks.
I would give up McGee. You know, McGee wanted to go to Golden State.
See how Kevin do with the defense. See, them niggas just got swept, yo. Him and fucking Kyrie Irving. Both playing. Swept. So, I don't know what good is the fucking playing more games together going to do. But I think they need to add some pieces, though.
Yeah, he definitely. I would like to see Kevin Durant go to Phoenix.
I would like
to see
Kevin Durant get it out the mud with some fucking B players, like how LeBron first did it. Oh, no. LeBron had to go to Miami to get that. Then he went back to Cleveland and did it with the B squad, nigga.
He did it with Kyrie. He did it with Love. He did it with Kyrie. He did it with the other two guys.
He got to get his crew, rock with them niggas, stay with them niggas. KD, the next team KD be on, he better not leave no more. The next team, you got to be the team you stay with, yo. I ain't trying to hear KD get moved again after his next move. Same thing with James Harden. Niggas keep moving around, moving pieces around.
Well, you know, James Harden gave up his contract extension or something like that just so Philadelphia could get a couple new pieces.
The niggas gonna fuck around and get no ring. How many dope niggas it is? That ain't got no ring, yo. Dope niggas. AI. Fuck make you think we're gonna get
I mean, a lot of people think about
Vince Carter.
The great players that came and they ain't get nothing.
The name veteran names going down to history names. You'll never forget names.
Come on,
no fucking ring.
Paul
KD Malone. Gonna fuck around and not get a ring. I mean, not get another. KD gonna keep guy. He's good, but niggas like Damian Lillard.
Carl Malone.
Like Chris Paul.
Mailman, no ring. John Stockton, no ring.
No ring.
No. Charles Barkley, no ring.
So don't think
a lot
these
of
niggas gonna go out. A lot of niggas gonna go out with no motherfucking ring. Fuck around.
And you know, as bad as I don't want to say it, Carmelo Anthony, no rings.
No ring. Patrick Ewing, greatest Knick, no ring.
Yeah, I'm saying the whole Knicks, the Knicks from 92 to 2000, So now the motherfuckers ain't got no ring. None of them got rings.
We had niggas that come through and got a ring. Shumpert got a ring. Who else got a ring? Shrump and JR got a ring. Didn't the JR?
Yeah, but they went and played LeBron. They went to play with LeBron, that's why.
I know, but niggas from our squad still got one, you know, from the squad. I know that's got to be LOF.
John Starks, no rings.
So don't be surprised if niggas like late Damian Lillard.
Reggie Miller, no rings.
Who else right now is nice? They ain't got no ring, just getting older.
John Wall.
Everybody.
Huh?
Everybody but LeBron and...
What about the core?
Dwayne
Wade. Got one, right? The core got one, right?
Who's that?
Our nigga, man.
He got one. He got one with Toronto.
Okay, he lucked out because, see, he ain't been back. He's lucky.
Yeah,
who else, though? They're going to fuck around and lead the game with the donut.
Yeah, I said John Wall. It was somebody else.
John Wall? He wasn't going to, you know, supposed to
John
get
Wall is good, but he's not, he ain't potential to get a ring unless he got a good team around him.
The fucking big man, he never got one. Fucking Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard got one with the Lakers.
Oh, okay. He's lucky. He lucked up.
Yeah, he got one on the Lakers when they was in quarantine. When they played the quarantine basketball, he was on the Lakers.
Okay. He lucked up. It's going to be a lot of niggas, man, going to lead the game with a donut. Niggas that we love.
Yeah, think about it. In Jordan era, everybody left with no donuts. He walked away with 6 rings. Mad great players in that time. No rings.
Mad great players.
Jordan.
Dominique Wilkins, right? Hawks and them niggas, they ain't getting no rings.
Damn, Dominique. We got about Dominique.
Look, Steph Curry era. How many rings they got? 4? That's
Isaiah
4
Thomas,
years.
They got one, right? Isaiah and them got one, right?
Yeah, the Pistons. Yeah, the Pistons got one. Joe Dumars and
them. Who else got one in the Jordan years? Like when Jordan was young. Who Jordan had to beat to go to get that?
I mean, the Lakers, you know, James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know.
Yeah, Jordan had to take down that throne. He had to go to that throne.
Because it was the Lakers. The Lakers was before the Bulls, and then Jordan came, and then it was just the Bulls. And then after the Bulls, you know, it started flip-flopping. You know, the Spurs 1-1. Then Dirk Nowitzki 1-1. Or maybe 1-2 Dirk.
No, I think Dirk only got that one.
And then, you know, then LeBron goes and teams up with, a matter of fact, Kevin Garnett.
LeBron had his, LeBron didn't get it his first year. He wasn't dominating.
No, no, he did. He had the lead. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rondo. I think they won like two. I think they won like two chips, right? But they were the first big three.
Yeah, that was the mountain LeBron had to climb. He had to get over the KG and them niggas. Paul Pierce and them niggas.
Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG.
He couldn't beat them.
Yeah, so.
Cleveland.
So how many he won with Miami? Three, right?
Miami, I think they got Deuce.
Oh, they lost the first year he went there, and then they won the two after. And then he went back to Cleveland and won that one. And then he went to the Lakers and won that one.
Yeah, LeBron years ain't been dominating like how Jordan years was.
Nah. They was a couple
LeBron
years,
years
couple
shared
there, you know?
With Curry. LeBron years is shared. It's the LeBron and Curry years. And them niggas missed a year or two.
Yeah, so think about it. So 8 years, that's 8 years because each of them got four rings that they dominated. And Steph Curry did all four with the same team.
That's gangster.
All these other niggas jumping.
It wasn't back-to-back, but it's still four with the same squad, you know? They did two on their own, just Klay Thompson and Curry and Draymond Green.
What's his name? OG nigga that killed him. AI, the other AI that played with AI, Andre Iguodala. He got
Iguodala.
Only 1 year they missed. He got as many rings as Steph almost.
Yeah, because the first two they won, then KD came and they won that year, and then they just won this year.
Well, he missed the year. He left them
four. Yeah, the year that KD came. I don't think he won that year with them.
He got one less than Steph.
And you got, you know, this guy went to Miami. Then he went to Cleveland.
Hey, a big reason
then he went
why
to LA. Yeah, the first ring, definitely. He was popping them threes. That's why.
He was part of the team, and he was like a coach for them niggas. He was the OG niggas that they listened to. Cause you got the coach, and then you got the player that all the other players look up to and fuck with and listen to. He was that guy.
Yeah, he definitely.
School Radio Live from the Matrix. You know, we talk our ass off. We talk about everything. We talk about the sports. We talk about the current events. We talk about everything, y'all. And we also gonna hit y'all with that fucking music. So don't even think
y'all got some music. Definitely got new music for the people out there today. Definitely.
Sir, we're going to start it off with Mike Son. He got a new joint using the Hell on Earth instrumental. He cut a real deep freestyle about it. He was on some news here. So, call number is 516-531-9596. You want to chop it up with us? We on live and direct. Let's go.
I'm a real phone. Ain't nobody better than me. And that's on God. Listen, it's Mike Son. Going on outside, we in the Matrix. It's the real right G's versus the fake shit. The dude showing genuine love versus the hatred. Clowns just running the town, y'all ain't gonna say shit. Well, I'ma take this, the suckers is dead. Young King, don't let these whack niggas fuck with your head. Have you locked up for 100 summers of dead? He don't live with honor, they don't believe nothing he said. Young and these feds is coming, everything is Rico. The tough niggas yelling out gang, they gon' leak, yo. These niggas weak, bro, and that's on my dad. You be reading your discovery like, that's what he said? Wow, there's no more honor amongst thieves.
You better off buying NFTs or investing in some crypto before becoming a crypto. All blood, I mean it's all love and it's no disrespect. But what happened to the lesson? Brotherly love, overriding oppression. Now it's just gang shit, shoot bang bang shit. And the real OGs ain't even saying shit. It's time to lane switch cause that one closed. You gotta change the game, man, you know how it goes. Everybody locked up cause the rat done told. And the feds sit back and watch that unfold. I mean,
what?
This shit is like Groundhog Day. These youngins will shoot around where your grandma's dead. It's no rules, no chain of command. This shit is straight anarchy. Can y'all pray for the souls that's lost? Killers that catch bodies with no remorse. The ones who died in the field, all the soldiers lost. They paid the price, but they know the cost. See, I was forced off the porch, tossed into the jungle. With the lions and bears, I had to rumble. Daddy told me to speak clear and never mumble. And beware the most dangerous ones, the most humble. I mean, this what it's come to. Babies with guns, your man's locked up, that's how you raising his sons. You supposed to be a G, it ain't fucking with your conscience. That you feeding these kids a bunch of nonsense. Every day, the whole bunch of fucking Ray Rays. And I'm OG Bobby Johnson. You see, Rob, you can repay that man. If you injured and you scarred, one day that man to heal. And you can mend or rebuild. But soon as you kill, then there's no way back, fam. We used to play Pac-Man at 13. Now these youngest break gas, man, at 13. Bunch of deferred dreams. A mother burying her son, another slain black man at 13. I mean, are you not entertained? Another baby just got shot in the brain. Chilling on the block, hit with a straight shot. Cause the shooter did not have no aim. Do you not have no goals? I wonder, do these niggas not have no souls? I got to expose the truth. To the youth, somebody gotta stand and refute all these lies they've been told. You see, Scarface died at the end. And Eno Brown, he killed his best friend. John Gotti got told on by a fucking killer. Other niggas died in the pen. They trying to pretend like the streets got a future. Nigga, you going to jail or they gonna shoot you. You can be a gunner or a young thug if you wanna. These feds is gonna roof you, execute you, prosecute you. If you evolve from the streets, then I salute you. If you're trying to reach these kids but they too deep, inspire and teach, then I recruit you. I'm the future, these niggas the past. I'm a teacher and this is my class. The lesson of the day, you stay far away from these fake OGs trying to get you to crash. I'm trying to get you to grow, I'm trying to get you to know that all that beefing ain't gonna get you no dough. It's gonna get you on trial and gonna get you to blow. 20 locked down with about 50 to go. Go act 50, you know. Jay-Z will school you. Snoop Dogg will tell you don't let these niggas fool you. When you go on, your boo gon' probably boo-hoo for about 2 weeks, and she gon' find a new you. The truth hurts, my nigga. You don't even know your true worth, my nigga. You tryna prove you fish, you ain't got love for your crew. But you gotta love you first, my nigga.
You better pay attention, Your Honor. It's real versus fake. Which side you on, Your Honor? You better listen before you be saying it was my son, Your Honor. And he was even there. Pendejo. Hip hop savior.
AKA Lorena Vici. Yo, yo. Hot blocks, corrupt cops, traffic at drug spots. Still up in the midst of this shit. My niggas love knots, clean hustlers. Get bread, connects, trust us. Chrome busters that move yay to do just us. Bad bitches and drug dealers, most of my network. Fuck around, lose your net worth over some wet work. Patrol season, off top, my stones blinging. I rock only high quality with no apology. Beef and broccolis, 40 below's. In the 745, 740 for O's. 730 riding dirty right in front of our shows. Never ever bought a Lucy, Gucci's cover my toes. We ain't the mother niggas. Move gracious, my whip spacious. Matter of fact, we bought spaceships with small faces. Crumbled up ones and fives up at the dealership. Triple beam dreams with fiends is what we dealing with. Hand-knitted sweaters get draped over Berettas. Taking time out to go and write my niggas letters. You'll be home soon, pushing V12s and breaking seashells. Whipping something German, bagging shorties up on Sherman. Late night maneuvering, Manny's and grandma. Cocaine is part of the plan, pa.
That's what I'm talking about, player, player. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, keep your head up, man. It's
stay hard on the motherfucking tombs.
Criminal minds that change the climate, live life and then I vomit. Blueprint designing, got my inner circle shining. Illegal life, my wife, street matrimony, clap a phony. The max playing Tango, man, Tango macaroni. Plated it up, bottles of wine, that's organic. My niggas flipping work, that's raw, while y'all panic. Meanwhile, your shit stepped on, something like a ladder. My elevation's evidence, you niggas looking sadder. I'm a bison with a brightness, fly shines with extra icing. Type of shit I'm writing makes this fucking life enticing. You never sold drugs, so stop fronting. This is just the way that we move, we not stunting. Rock chains to buy groceries, keep my waistline toasty. My work's on the strip, play the baseline closely. Watch it fly from a bird's eye view. Speak words, that's true. You're acting like your fam, cause you heard I blew. Shit, I never fuck with y'all niggas, man, stop playing. Might have slapped your hand breezing through. Maneuvering graciously, we might have had some small talk at the corner store, but you ain't run with me. You didn't fuck with me, you didn't fuck with my niggas. Matter of fact, you ain't even like my niggas.
Tunnel vision, we making movies, baby.
Hey, hey, what's up? My name Grab Ho. Team Bang Dope Gang and this motherfucker. You heard? New York City shit. Prick. Check it, we never cool hop. My niggas is sick to the fam. Soon as the glue's hot, I use it to stick to the plan. I let the ooh op click to the jam. My old ops are with my new ops, taking pics for the gram. I let the flu shot, you finna get sick with it, flam. Nigga, you not Tupac. Shout out to the Crips and the Bloods on the Sioux. Woo blocked up when the 2-2 pop. All the drugs in the shoebox, stick to the pan. Tech with the cooler cock, stick to the hand. Gunpowder in the toolbox, stick to the fan. Got bass like a boombox, my blade gave it a few chops. Whipping a gram, I full shot using two huge pots. So it used to look like two huge rocks, now look like I sit in sand, nigga. Look in the mirror like this is the man. Look at your bitch like this is your man. Oh, stop.
King shit, crown cookie, kiss the ring, bitch. Checkmate on the scene quick. King shit, grab your life when the screen flip. I'm on my throne and my king shit. King shit, crown cookie, kiss the ring, bitch. Checkmate on the scene quick. King shit, grab your life when the screen flip. I'm on my throne and my king shit. Put metal to your mouth and the A harmonicas. I don't care if you have more, I ain't gonna honor you. Smoke an eighth of body while I remain anonymous. Used to stick a blood like a train for bottomless. Just a golden ball, no Vlad Romanovich. Now I'm past that ass. No scholarship, king shit. I brought a crown to acknowledge it. No, I don't need smoke, but ready got pounds of it. For sex and dads for some college kids. Get some DMT for some hippies and some colleges. Being real in my DNA, down to East Carbon Bit. Running to the top, taking shots, think I'm an omelette. Scrambling and cooking these rappers inside an omelette. Treat beats like these next 14 L's omelette. You don't want smoke like a pregnant mom, and it's obvious. When you think like prices, I want you to think dominant.
King shit, crown cookie, kiss the ring, bitch. Checkmate on the scene quick. King shit, grab your life when the screen flip. I'm on my throne and my king shit. King shit, crown cookie, kiss the ring, bitch. Checkmate on the scene quick. King shit, grab your life when the screen flip. I'm on my throne and my king shit. King shit.
In the morning on the docket, they grabbing rabbit ears, shit I'm rhyming in the pocket. Shit's ridiculous, it's a false start, it's all set. They're rolling up rhymes to bake biscuits for the project. A hostile environment calls for a double barrel. Shit, we holding it down like Kane and Cousin Harold. Steel underground, shell toes and back cables. Free rooters, bangers, eat above the turntable. My homie couple streets, I smoke that Charlie Sheen. I'm Avondale, Lucasville, Radio Ryan. Don't let it be a drought, watch these fools panic. Some put their heart in the music, I'm pushing static. Don't bite the hand to feed, that should be automatic. Nobody wants to catch a glimpse of the man in the mirror. I don't buzz, cause I'm from that juice room era. I'm the Black Fonzie, fuck a Pinky Tuscadero. Hold it.
yeah, uh-huh. Let's talk to him then. Yo. Craig G hits the venue, flooded mic, catch bodies, loose banks and slick wickens, duck fresh and body dotted. You clowns think you're godly, your peasants in our presence. Your hip-hop is fast food, we're halal, we get the blessings. You leave us full of questions, the words you mentioned like directions. Tackled at the line, read the play, no pass protection. Saw you at the venue, no, I couldn't max attention. Snatch the mic out your hand to teach that ass a lesson. Look, you lack humility, the garbage verse is killing me. Every song sounds like a course in futility. No content, incoherent nonsense, promoting devil products without a shred of conscience. For real, dude, your song's dense, really lack intelligence. You don't match our sentiment, it's up without the evidence. That persona you play is transparent. We'll see who be the last man stand.
Matrix, nothing but that live shit, that raw shit, that new shit. probably heard, you probably didn't. We're going to put y'all on to it if y'all did or not. That fire.
Man, a lot of heat coming from the areas, man. All ages are still coming through with that heat. Underground, the veterans. Still a lot of dope music out there, and it's good that we have this platform here to deliver it. And, you know, before we leave about 5 more minutes, I want to shoot this question to you guys here. This is one of the hot topics going on. Like, what do you guys thought about this whole thing going on with Pete Rock and Conway and Funk Flex?
I ain't got nothing to say about that, but, yo, E, what was your nickname growing up, though?
A nickname?
Yeah, like, what was it?
Reach?
Like, you know, Reach?
Reach.
Wait, was it? Oh, man, so I've been calling you Jack Reacher for a minute now, so that.
Reach, R-E-A-C-H?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? Hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah, dead
so
serious.
In
that's one of my nicknames.
So people in the hood used to call you Reach?
Yeah.
So I hit the nail on the head when I call you Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
What hood you was repping?
Wow.
Man, I'm straight from the Carolinas, baby.
Carolinas is big as a motherfucker. What you talking about?
Word.
What part you from, nigga? What part you was repping? Big Meech? Reach?
Raleigh,
wow,
Raleigh,
that's
man.
Crazy
Raleigh,
that,
born and raised.
That's crazy that you say Reach, and I've been calling you Jack Reacher, like, all this time.
Yeah,
that's pretty
man,
crazy.
That's how the universe translates.
That's crazy. But, yeah, that Conway shit, you know, that shit is corny to me. I mean, you know.
I mean, Kanye, he's got a, if he's complaining, imagine other motherfuckers that ain't got what he got. If he's mad at Flex, imagine the other niggas.
Yeah, because, you know, Hot 97 is the biggest radio station in New York. And I'm almost positive they get it up there in Buffalo.
Yeah, they
you
get burned.
I mean?
Don't niggas are getting burned, right?
Not on Hot 97. Not on Hot 97. You know, Sirius Satellite, you know, a couple other underground internet radio stations that are big. But I've never heard of Conway or even Griselda, unless it's Paul Rosenberg playing it. I've never heard
maybe
of them.
Flex,
I never
maybe
heard of
Flex
them.
Ain't fucking with this shit. Flex probably don't like this shit. You know, DJ well, gotta like your shit too.
You know, Flex won't play what he thinks is hot. You know, which as a DJ, you're entitled to that. You know, just because you know everybody else listening to you don't mean that he got to play you. He might think something else is hot. You know, drill is the new wave in New York. Fabio Foreigns.
You know, certain niggas think, you know, every time they drop something, they supposed to get that love. You know what I'm saying? And I guess Flex ain't feeling they shit like that, you know?
Yeah, because I was
listening to the bottom line is, you know, niggas got a vein. Niggas don't really need no Flex. They doing pretty good without Flex, if you ask me. But, you know, niggas just want that love, man. Niggas want to be played by. Fuck Master Flex is fucking number one DJ. Niggas want Flex to rock these shit. You know, so niggas catching feelings, but it's a whole, I know 100 niggas in the underground that feel the same way, homie. So, and them niggas ain't got half of the fucking advantages these guys got, so I can't really feel too bad for them, but because all you gotta do is just keep dropping joints, my nigga, and selling them $100 shirts and $200 hats.
I think what it is with that, I think with Conway's contextion of it, I think what it is, these guys are also label owners, and I think they're going to be good. Like Westside, Conway, and Benny, they're going to be good. But when they're trying to push new talent that don't really know or familiar with the masses of who they're pushing, they're going to have a problem with that. And, you know, Flex being one of those gatekeepers, it's going to be
shit
hard.
Shit just
got to
be dope,
like,
though, man, at the same time, you know. Shit got to be dope, you know. This shit ain't going to pop just because you behind it, you know. Unless you're going to jump on a single, you got to big them up. Make that joint with them.
I mean, Jay-Z. Yeah, but Jay-Z on Conway Records, and that shit still ain't getting played. You know?
See?
Conway on Kanye West album, the Donda album, and that's not getting played. You got to remember that, you know, his,
you
his
look at
young
marketing,
kids.
Like, who's marketing?
Yeah, the young kids out there, man. The drill scene is what runs New York right now, without a doubt. The only person that's old school, and I don't even want to say old school, but he's an older rapper, and they're getting a lot of burn right now, and it's only because they're catering to the drill scene is Jim Jones and Maino. You know?
The Lobby Boys.
That's the only older rappers right now that get play on Hot 97.
What about Game? Game's supposed to be doing something called Drillmatic.
I haven't heard nothing from
it. It's just supposed to be called Drillmatic. I want to hear that shit. So I guess he's
pushed that album back to August. It supposed to came out this week. He pushed it back to August.
Yeah, but that album is produced by Hit-Boy. So it's really not the drill music that you're looking to hear, you know, like the beat-wise, you know? But right now in New York, if you're not Neek Bucks, Jim Jones and Maino, Fabio Foreign, Cardi B, those are the names that get heavy play. And if you're not like one of them young drill rappers like a K-Flock or D-Thang, and that's what's running New York right now. That's what runs New York right now. It's a whole new vibe coming out of New York. And, you know, Griselda got their own sound, but the young kids want to hear the drill music. Anybody under 30, anybody under 28, you know, they all hooked to that drill sound, you know? Because it's what's the new wave.
Well, you know.
You got French Montana. You got French Montana doing songs with these young drill rappers. You got Cardi B doing songs with these young drill rappers. Fabio Foreign doing songs with Alicia Keys and Kanye West and Jim Jones and doing, like, the biggest record for Jim Jones and Maino right now is Slide. But who's on the hook? Who's featured on it? Fabio Foreign. Who's the artist leading the drill sound in New York? Fabio Foreign. You know, hands down. Pop Smoke passed away. Fabio Foreign is the top guy right now.
No, shout out to everybody doing their thing. You know, whatever cup of tea you want to drink, that's you. You heard?
Yeah, you know. But that don't mean that you can't go listen to the Griselda, the Mayhem Lorenz, the Billy Dance, the Black Poets. Like, you still going to get real hip-hop out there. If you want to hear real hip-hop, it's out there. It's just not getting played on Hot 97. And we cool with that. Cool with that.
Super cool with that. That makes my shit more exclusive. You know what I'm saying? It's more exclusive to get my shit. You can't just get my shit. Hot 97 is like the fucking Walmart. You can get everything in there. You can find all the top shit is in Walmart. You can't find me in Walmart. The dope shit, you gotta go find.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're going out for them exclusive pair of sneakers, you ain't gonna find them exclusive pair of sneakers in VIM. You know you got to go to that exclusive spot that's going to be selling the real fresh sneakers. You ain't going to just go find these ill Air Force Ones customs at VIM. You got to go.
You ain't going to Foot Locker and find them. You ain't going to Foot Locker and find them, motherfucker.
Nah, not at all. You ain't going to find them Air Max that cost $600 at Foot Locker. You got to go dig. You got to go look.
Same thing with hip-hop.
The rare one of ones, you know? Like, you got to dig, man. You got to dig. You want to find good music? You want to find them Terra Van Pools? You want to find them Hattie Racks? You know? You got to dig.
Some people, a lot of people don't dig. No, people don't dig. People want to be fed. So it's about what niggas are getting fed, too. So now, you got to remember, people are lazy. Niggas ain't got time to be listening to finding out and looking at who's hot, who's dope. Oh, what they playing? What are they playing? Oh, he playing this. I guess this is what's dope. You got the airhead niggas like that. You know, the stupid motherfuckers that want to be fed. They have no opinion on their own. Whatever's playing, they want to shake their ass to. So that's when it's up to the DJ. That's when it's up to the DJ to make that decision, like, yo.
And another thing with the dancing shit. So, you know, if you know, like I know, New York been doing that drill dance. So every video, they doing the same dance. Every video.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that shit got an expiration date, you know. Like hip-hop, real hip-hop, boom bap, that shit ain't got no expiration date.
Definitely not, because otherwise, break dancing wouldn't still be around.
Yeah, all the shit they're doing now
is
variations of popping and breakdancing. It's just different movements and weird fucking, a lot of female shit, you know, females made these dances up and niggas is doing those shits not knowing that they doing
shit.
And the kids
love it. The kids are loving it. So...
And you got dudes doing it, like, you know. Like back in the days, you remember when back in the days when niggas used to do that move, boom, 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 eat your head, boom, 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 and then walk away like a fat nigga, like a gay nigga? Boom. Remember that move, right? Now, that move is the move. Niggas doing it for real. Whoa.
That's for sure.
Yeah, man, but...
That's for sure.
Definitely, brother. About to wrap this episode up, man. We definitely enjoyed the bill, and we're going to end it on a dope note with some dope music. So we're going to catch y'all on the same time, same channel next Saturday. Y'all know what it is.
Same crew time, same screw channel, Screwball Radio. We out.
Who had?
I'm getting to this paper, that's on God. These niggas be hating, they all fraud. We gon' stay focused and live large. Spinning in the Dodge, I'm the youngest in charge, nigga. I promise I'ma kill them, that's on God. Look at their life, it's a facade. Big mansion, look at my garage. Couple frauds, one of Minaj, I put that on God. I ain't stopping until the world hear me. The truth, these niggas faking, you can't compare me. Keep dropping these hits yearly, you hear me? Clearly came from the bottom, so the streets is who prepare me. Now a nigga is getting super rich. Rich through the crits and you already know my shoot is fit. Niggas pull up at your door like Uber Lyft. Couple bloods, couple Hooper Crips with their Ruger grip. And they'll put a shell in you like a turtle back. Always keep two poles on them like Urkel strap. Them things real shiny, just like turtle wax. We all lawyers see each other, where your circle at? Hey, think different now from last year. Designer kicks, my sweater cashmere. I came to collect, call me the cashier. You best show me. I'm in the pussy like a
bad man. I came up in the hard living, all my niggas yard spinning. Start spitting Draco on the floor, and the cars hit, the knights hit the jack. Long pipes getting cracked, tried to run and get his gun, I hit him twice in the back. Yeah, my whip got an acid,
I was ripped while I'm past the thing. Everything is Gucci, get flipped by the fashion gear. Queens in Manhattan, no need for the captured boys. Think he got away, he gon' bleed when we catch him on guard. I'm praying for my ops and my haters. All drops getting major, Lord Mar flipping paper. Shit looking ugly, it's never getting safer. Try to place peacekeeper, get rocked by the laser. Steaks in his pippin' long mink like we hate winter. Great glimmer shining on the wrist while you straight sinning. If he was on earth, he would conquer the game. But he gone, so we just gone honor his name. Blowing peat and butter breath, you ain't seen another set. We extorting all the pussies and we cleaning up the rest. Yeah. Okay. We extorting all you pussies and we cleaning up the rest.
Niggas is envious. Get him extorted on some friendly shit. Kill a nigga I love before he got me hit guard. Call him slipping in the pool ball hall. Meatball on the curb, they spray goulash off. I'm cool, violated but never forgot the rules. Bring back the Sun Tzu's and Papa Wu's. I know they're not the duels, I got a lot to lose, King. But my mood swings is $1,000 shoes. Seven in the place, weapon on my waist. I'm low, you see the glow, I ain't stressing, I'm a cake. Yeah. Money ain't been the same since, and I won't be one of the men them names pinch.